Starting out with a psalm, and I'm looking now at Psalm 34, suggested to me by Kim. Psalm 34, we'll read it, and I have a few comments about it, and then we'll have prayer. The subtitle says it's a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Bible students will readily think of the passage in 1 Samuel, and I'm turning back there just for a moment, 1 Samuel chapter 21, when David is attempting to escape a difficult circumstance of having to go to war against Israel. He feigns an epileptic fit or some kind that he might be excused, and he does that before the king, whose name is Achish. The psalm says Abimelech, and probably the explanation for that is Abimelech is a dynastic title like Pharaoh or emperor or king. But anyway, it's rooted in a real event in David's life when he feigned and changed his behavior so that he might be spared going to battle against Israel. Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him, and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. O fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saves such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. If you note in your Bible, there are 22 verses in this psalm. It is an acrostic psalm. Each verse begins with a corresponding letter from the Hebrew alphabet, only 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and so it's an acrostic poem. It's very similar to Psalm 25, if you compare that psalm, but also in its major themes of redemption and the trusting in the Lord for deliverance and praising the Lord at the same time. Verses 1 through 10 seem to emphasize his personal testimony, and then verses 11 through 22, almost a proverbs type of teaching for those who will hear his message. In this psalm, there are some wonderful invitation verses often applied of inviting people to come and consider the Lord. I think of Jesus' invitation, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. It's a wonderful psalm, full of praise and glory for the Lord. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this psalm, for the blessings of it and the goodness of it, and for Jesus Christ, for it's in his name we pray. Amen.